Good morning. Steve's thought for the day. And without any further ado, I'm going over to Ness.
Morning, it's Wednesday and it's Ness Andrews. And we continue on this week with looking at some of the minor prophets. And this morning we're going to have a look at Amos. And just to paint a little bit of historical background here, we're looking back to about 750 BC. And Amos is one of the earliest books of the Bible. Now, Amos was a shepherd, and he was a prophet that God spoke to in basically one of two ways. And he used to receive either visions when he was awake, or dreams while he was asleep. These visions and dreams really came down to a few things that he would preach about, and that the main element of his preaching was around the social injustice of the north, and how Israel really lost their way, as we'll hear about a lot in the coming days and weeks. And at that time, you know, there was actually peace and prosperity in Israel. So you would think that, you know, life was relatively good, but it was only relatively good for a few. And there was a lot of social injustice and a lot of poor and oppression going on at that time. And so, you know, the rich were very rich, and houses and schemes to build big properties was underway. And but the poor, some didn't even have a house. And a lot of the poor were sold off instead of helped. And it was just awful in the time. And God was just not happy with what was going on. And God spoke to Amos about the injustice that was going on and the judgment that would follow if people didn't turn back to him. And this leads me to chapter 5. Verse 18, woe to all of you who want God's judgment day. Why would you want to see God, want him to come? When God comes, it'll be bad news before it's good news. The worst of times, not the best of times. Here's what it's like. A man runs from a lion, right into the jaws of a bear. A woman goes home after a hard day's work and is raped by a neighbour. At God's coming, we face hard reality, not fantasy. A black cloud with no silver lining. I can't stand your religious meetings. I'm fed up with your conferences and conventions. I want nothing to do with your religion projects, your pretentious slogans and gods. I'm sick of your fundraising schemes, your public relations and image making. I've had all I can take of your noisy ego music. When was the last time you sang to me? Do you know what I want? I want justice, oceans of it. I want fairness, rivers of it. That's what I want. That's all I want. And so, 2,000 years forward, we look at just the world today, and, you know, I sat thinking about this, thought, gosh, have we really come farther afield than back then? Because we look at some of the countries around the world, you know, rich countries in wealth terms, India, Africa, England, and yet there is still such a divide between the rich and the poor. And even our church in Litchfield, you know, we run a food bank, as you may well know, and that has just seemed to have grown and grown through the COVID-19. People who've been furloughed or not getting any money are just struggling to put food on their table, and it's such an outcry, really, and it's definitely not what God would want. And so I guess what I want us to ponder over this morning is, you know, in our own hometowns there are food banks, in our own hometowns there are people who are homeless, even in Litchfield, and the poverty is nowhere near as bad as it probably is in Africa, India, Syria and other countries. But we have a role to play, whether we help them, whether we can support them financially or in prayers. or whether it's people on our own home doorstep, we can be doing something. You know, we can be praying, we can be making food where we can, within the COVID health and safety rules, of course, but or we can be praying, or we can be just talking to people, giving them a little bit of hope and sharing the good news and the love that Jesus can provide. Or maybe we've got a few extra spare hours at the moment that we could volunteer and help others in this season and beyond. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you for your words, Lord, and we thank you for the teaching of Amos, and it opens our eyes wide, Lord, to the people in our society and overseas, Lord, who there is such a rich divide between the rich and the poor and those needs, Lord, and help us where we can to either dig deep into our pockets, Lord, or to dig deep into our diaries, Lord, and create time to help others in whatever way we can. Lord, I'm reminded all the time, what would Jesus do? What would you do? And I ask that you will get us to seek deep into our hearts and hear your voice and hear your word, and then go about and deliver that. And we ask that in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Ness. Pray that that will inspire you to action today and in the days that lie ahead. Make it a great day. Carpe diem.